It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the fifth chapter of Romans, Romans chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with the 12th verse today, Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Please turn to open your Bibles and turn to that chapter and book and chapter, because I think you'll really enjoy as we read through this wonderful study today. If you're not able to do that, if you're driving, well, please just listen very carefully. I know that you'll enjoy it, and pray that you get a blessing from it today. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies up there. Please, that you would enjoy them. Our Constitution, the plan of salvation is there, so please enjoy it. The Sunday messages, we have many of those that are posted as well, so please just enjoy them. And also, if you would like to contact us by email, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either would be just fine. Now please take your Bibles now and let's read Romans chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so it is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men and unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What precious words to read today. And let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we have the opportunity to come to enjoy the study. It's so wonderful, Father, that we can come and just open your precious book, your living word, and enjoy that living word anytime or all time, all the time. Please, dear Father, that you help us to spend much time in your precious word, that we may come to know you to begin with for salvation. Recognize that we died, that you died on the cross to save us because we were condemned to die because of sin. Father, please, that you bring us through your Son, by the Holy Spirit, bring us to the cross of Calvary that we may be saved. And then once we trust in you as our Savior and we are saved, then we enjoy each day living with you, growing and enjoying your precious gifts that you have bestowed upon us of power and peace and joy. Thank you, Father, for all that you've given us. Now, please guide and lead us through this study today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a study. We've enjoyed, there are three stages, and we really didn't drop and look at those stages and steps when we went through them too much, but I wanted to back up and take a look because the guilty world is the first stage or step that we looked at, and that started back in the first chapter, verse 18. It went all the way up through chapter 3, verse 20. And then at chapter 3, verse 21, we learned the justification by faith. And we enjoyed that study until we got to the fifth chapter of Romans, verse 11. And then the 12th verse of that chapter, chapter 5, we find ourselves at sanctification. And so we are working on sanctification. But we need to establish something here, and that is the fall and the means of redemption, and then the sanctification, making us pure. Now, we will never be perfect, no matter how hard you try on this earth, because we have the old sinful flesh. But total sanctification will come when we pass from this life to the next. And so let's just enjoy this study now, because this biblical sanctification, how to deal with indwelling sin and the gospel remedy for all sin. That is biblical or Bible sanctification. How to deal with indwelling sin and the gospel remedy for all sin. Unless you come by faith to Jesus Christ, you are still in your sin. You're still condemned in your sin. In these verses, tells us clearly that when Adam sinned, all mankind sinned in him. Can this fact be proven? And the answer to that is yes. Now let's go back to this 12th verse, and really we're going to read verses 12 through 14 because they're all tied so closely together that we're going to study them together. Beginning again with verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Again, to prove the fact that when Adam sinned, all mankind sinned in him. How can this fact be proven? It can be proven because of the physical death that comes, that faces every man. Every man, many times any man, woman, and many times children, very young children. Right here, this section is talking and discussing from Adam to Moses. Now, why would we go from Adam to Moses? The reason is because Moses is the one that went up on Mount Sinai and came down with the law. Prior to Moses, there was no written law. So the question would come then, if there was no written law, why was there death? because of sin. Adam's sin brought death to all mankind. So death itself is proof that sin has been handed down from generation to generation to generation. If that was not true, then we would have some that would never die. But they do. Everyone dies. What do they say? There's two things we can depend on. That's death and taxes. That's for sure. Death, for sure. Babies. We have a lot of folks that are born and they have a mental handicap and not able to really fully function in society. And thankfully, we care for them, and many times their families care for them, and we have many other means to care for folks like that. But they're not able to, many of them, and maybe you have a child, a son, or a daughter. They have so much love to give. It's such a joy to have them. But for them to process that they're a sinner and they need a Savior, they may not be able to do that. Well, we know that God protects those. We have wonderful scriptures that support that. Also, babies. But as far as them dying and going to heaven, but the point is, they die. They die. Even babies. If it was an act against a law, the individual, something that I do that's against the law, if I live between Adam and Moses, there was no written law. That's their point here. But today we have the law. And if I break that law, then does that make me a sinner? No, I was a born sinner. I don't break the law and become a sinner. I break the law because I am a sinner. Babies. How can a child, how can a baby? And today, with the abortion, the decision to murder a child, and that's what that is. It's murder. But that child dies. Now, if there was no sin in that child, death would not be there. Death cannot exist without sin. The wages of sin is death. So you see, sin entered, and the result of sin is a definite death. Now, how can a baby, you know, if they would have to commit some violation of the law, in order to sin, that's Paul's point here. He keeps going back and forth. You were born in sin. Understand that. Accept that. And proof of that is death. Even a baby, someone that's 6 months old, and they die. They die at 6 months old or a year old. Death. It's a result of sin, not an act of sin that the parents had committed or grandparents or somebody. No. Death is the result of sin. Before Adam had begotten a single child, before he had given birth to a single child, he fell into sin. As a result, his nature became sinful and corrupt, and the result, or it brought death. His offspring inherited that poison. Death. Sin and death. Sin was in the world before the law was given on Mount Sinai. Adam to Moses. That's the point here as we read through this section. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. There was no law, but death reigned because of sin. It's all about works. When we look, and so many churches today depend upon some means of work for salvation, and here we have Adam to Moses. There was no law to break. There was nothing they could do to repair what had happened. You know, man died between Adam and Moses. It could not have been the result of breaking the law because there was no law. Death reigned from Adam to Moses, the similitude or the likeness, as the scripture says here. The likeness. Let's read through these verses of scripture again. You need to recognize that you are a sinner. And that's what Paul is trying to tell these folks. You're a sinner, not because you have broken the law. And the problem is that then, if you go the other side, as I started to say, then you want to try to work your way to heaven? We can't. It's by the grace of God, and that we get into that here with this the precious gift, the free gift, as verse 15 calls it, the gift of salvation. Understand, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We need a Savior, my friend. You need to come by faith to Jesus. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Understand that it was not put. In other words, if you broke 15 laws, and so, okay, you were okay till you broke that 15th. Up to 14, you were okay, but you broke 15 laws. So we're going to have to cast you, you're a sinner now. No, we're born in sin. And the proof of that is death. So, now that we've accepted that, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? It just continues here in these verses to make that statement. Adam transgressed God's law when he sinned. You know, there's a difference between God's law and the law of Moses. The law of Moses is God's law, but God's law was from the beginning. God gave a direct command to Adam, and Adam broke that. That's the problem. That's where sin came in. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Verse 15 through 17. Genesis chapter 2, beginning to read with verse 15. And the Lord God took the man, put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man that he should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And we continue that wonderful study. I hope you've studied the book of Genesis and Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first five books, the books of Moses. Tremendous study. It will really help you to have a full understanding of the New Testament when you have studied those. It's tremendous, so please don't miss it. Now, while we're here, we're going to look at another verse, and that verse is Genesis 3:15. After Adam had eaten of the forbidden fruit. And we know the story. The serpent deceived Eve. Eve ate, and Eve gave it to Adam, and he has eaten. And now they were, by this command, God's law. God said, this is the command here. You can eat everything. You can have everything except on that one tree. God gave them a free choice. He allowed them to choose. And out of everything that they had it all. But they decided to be disobedient and break God's law. Not the Ten Commandments, not what Moses brought, but God's law of do not eat of the forbidden fruit. And by doing that, sin entered in. And because of sin, there is death. And death is the proof that all are born in sin. Otherwise, they wouldn't face death. Now, I hope you see that. And I hope that you see the Word of God that tells us this. And I know that everyone that you know, family members, your possibly mother and father, grandparents, great-grandparents, as they get old, they die. All have died. Now, understand that. So please, will you look to the Lord Jesus? Because that's the free gift. That's the way back. Because this death that we have here with Adam, when he ate of that forbidden fruit. And as we look at those verses of Scripture, it continues. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Well, God said you would, and she will, and she did. But that's the problem, because we have many things here. And if we'll just back up a little bit here to the first verse of chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. He said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now right there is where the old serpent knew he had Eve, because she changed the word of God. She added, ye shall not touch it. Please don't change the word of God. Please. I use the old King James, and I stay right with it. Don't be compromised by these new versions and things. Stay with the old, please. The serpent said unto the woman, this is verse 4, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, when your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the trees to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. Their eyes were both them, the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. There is your first religion. Adam knew there was a problem. He took it upon himself, trying to correct it, and God did not approve of that. Now listen here in verse 8. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Why'd they do that? If there's not a problem here, why did they hide themselves? The Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee?" Remember, God made the command, God's law, thee that thou shouldst not eat. And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest me," boy, it didn't take long to blame somebody, did it? "The woman that thou gavest with me to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." See, just passed it on. It's never anybody's fault. Verse 14, the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above all the beasts of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Now that is the very first gospel. That is telling that there's going to be a Savior. And the seed there is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will come, and he will defeat Satan, and he will defeat sin and death. What a glorious day that was when Jesus 2,000 years ago went to the cross of Calvary and was victorious. Now, we're awaiting the complete sanctification, as we talked about earlier. And that will come when either Jesus comes to get his church and we'll receive our glorified bodies and face no death, or we do face the death because of sin, we'll face death, and then we'll enjoy, when Jesus comes, we'll receive our glorified bodies, full sanctification. Unto the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow." This is verse 16 of chapter 3, if you haven't read this for a while. "And thy conception in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And to Adam he said, "Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. The sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust shalt thou return." Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. "And unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them." That is so important for you to see. The fig leaves and things that they'd sewn together, that's religion. God knew, Adam and Eve knew, that there would be a Savior someday. That Savior would have to die. That Savior would be an innocent substitute. And there must be the shedding of blood. And it's got to be God's plan. And it was. This picture here, and every burnt offering, every offering that was given on the Day of Atonement, whatever day that they brought their offering, it showed the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for their sin. All through the Old Testament, their sin was just covered. Now our sins are taken away because Jesus has completed the work on Calvary 2,000 years ago. So you see, the law, God's law, that Adam and Eve broke, committed. They made a choice to go against the Word of God. The Mosaic Law is God's law. Now, much of it today is tradition. But the true law that God handed Moses was God's law. But there was law before that. And God gave one command: do not eat of that forbidden fruit. And when he did, man fell, sin, and then death was the result. Now, Adam ate, and died spiritually immediately, eventually died physically, all because of Adam's act of disobedience. My friend, we run out of time so quickly. What are you going to do about Jesus?